United Airlines sent layoff warnings to more than a third of its staff today, 36,000 people, after announcing that the number of passengers booking future flights is starting to decline again as COVID-19 cases spike. The news came as United and four other airlines became the latest carriers to receive billions more in federal loans under the CARES Act. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now with more on this. Seth, what more do we know, first of all, about these layoff notices, 36,000 employees?
Yeah, these are employees who could be laid off. When these big companies are planning to do a layoff, they have to warn anybody who might be impacted. So the final number could be somewhat less than that. These airlines all promised not to lay anybody off involuntarily, at least through the end of September, as a condition of taking all kinds of aid under the CARES Act. But come October 1st, well, that could be a very dark day in the industry. So up to 36,000 employees, even though perhaps some of them will be saved. Although I'll tell you, Jeremy, just in recent days, there are signs that, are, if anything, are more pessimistic.
And what about the passenger demand? United had said yesterday that August bookings were down, and so they were going to cut some capacity. What do we know about passenger demand right now for flying?
Well, that's the key, and that's what I was talking about. Jeremy, if you and I went out to a U.S. airport right now, we would see far fewer people traveling than we would have seen, let's say, a year ago. But on the other hand, we would see far more people traveling than a few months ago, even than a few weeks ago. And in fact, in recent days, new records, COVID-era records at least, record high numbers of passengers. That might seem like a good sign, but what we see isn't everything. Airlines have somewhat of a crystal ball. That's called future reservations, bookings. And that's the problem, as you said, United, for one, saying that with all these new cases of COVID in hotspots across the Sun Belt, especially, bookings have softened noticeably.
And what about federal relief? Billions of dollars have already been handed out to the airlines under the CARES Act. What are the details of these latest round of funding from Washington?
Yeah, there's about $50 billion in aid. This isn't new money, but about half of that $50 billion was in the form of what were mostly grants, mostly free money, you might say. Then the other half, loans that airlines could decide later whether or not to take. And there was speculation that maybe some of the relatively healthy airlines wouldn't take those loans. But sure enough, Jeremy, airlines like Delta and Southwest, which were in relatively decent shape going into the crisis, have joined others, 10 major airlines, saying that they are, in fact, going to take those loans.
Finally, Seth, people who are flying are often required to wear masks. I know you've got some new information about how that's going, that policy.
Yeah, airlines enforcing the policy more than before. There was a Spirit flight where a passenger got off rather than wear a mask. It was going to be from LaGuardia down to Fort Lauderdale Airport. Police had boarded when he refused, although it all sort of ended peacefully. On the other hand, a listener to the podcast I host, Call Airlines Confidential, wrote in, sent a picture of an airline pilot flying another airline who he refused to wear a mask. He told the pilot of that airline when he came back to ask him to wear it, according to this listener, that he had some sort of disability. But then after the pilot walked away, this listener said, he said, quote, "Life's dangerous, bro. People got to get over it."
Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Thank you.